you think that the animals associated with your clan can help to protect and guide people through the afterlife?
I think what, I can't say for sure, but I think what they can do is make us aware of what their embodiment provides. Like, I won't know till I get there, but for example, I have this really neat book. It's called, it's about American Indian astrology, and I looked on the internet and I couldn't find it, but I had lost it for several years, and I finally found it again at my house last winter. And I think it's called Waban and Sun Bear Earth Astrology. And he writes about every animal associated with the American Indians, like the cougar, the frog, other ones anyway, the trickster figures. And he said he says things about frogs like, what's so neat about them is they can go from water to land. You know, and that gives them a lot of power too, I guess. Because not many people have not many animals have the ability to survive in both places. So I wonder if that's why I never see frogs, because they could be in the water. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because now I remember too that we used to swim as children out at Pat's Lake. Only a few times, but there's always those lily pads on the, I think it's on the north edge of it. Yeah, and I was always afraid a frog would get on me when we got by those lily pads.
Is that where you saw them before? You said you saw them farther north, but...
Yeah, I saw them in Haines only as a child, but I don't think I ever saw one when we went out to Pat's Lake, and the only other frog I've seen in Wrangell, while I was in Wrangell, was up the Stikine River. I went up there when I was 29, and I had just gotten divorced from my son's father, and my boyfriend, we found, there was a frog, and he, stuck it down the back of my shirt, and it really scared me, you know, because it wiggled down, and... But that's the only encounter I had with a frog, but that was before I was into Native culture and knowledge.
Do you remember what it looked like? Would you know if you saw a picture of it, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
These are the three native frogs that we have locally. This is the wood frog, and this is boreal toad and Columbia spotted frog.
I'm pretty sure it was this, because I know that it didn't have, you know, the raised things on it.
Right.
And then it didn't have a face like that.
So this mask is pretty distinctive. So if it didn't have the mask, then it could have been, a Columbia spotted frog.
Mm-hmm. But it seemed like it was long. Could it be that big or something? Or,
well, they
or
can.
when they extend their arms out, they look bigger.
They can get fairly large. Do you remember where on the river it was?
It seems like it might have been at the desert.
Okay. I hear a lot of people talk about the desert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know we had gotten out of the boat and we were doing stuff. But I've only been up there a few times.
Right.